Can I go now?
We're just warming up, buddy.
Well, we're just starting.
You're just starting, yeah.
All right, John, you ready?
Okay. Stansbury Recreation Service Area Board Meeting Agenda for today, September 25th, 2024. We've already, our order of business, call to order. Kyle Shields, are you here?
I'm here.
John Wright's here. Cassandra is, not. Our action, one of our first action item is to review, and possibly approve the June 12th, 2024 Recreation Service, Area Meeting Minutes. I reviewed those particular minutes and found them to be substantially correct. Kyle, did you have any issues?
I did as well. I'll make a motion to approve the June 12th, 2024 Recreation Area Minutes.
And I'll second that motion. Kyle, how do you vote?
Yes.
Kyle votes yes. John votes yes. So the meeting minutes of June
12th. June 12th.
Oh, yeah. We're reading the wrong one here. The June 12th, 2024, have been approved. Our next item on the agenda is possible approval, review and possible approval of the July 17th, 2024 meeting minutes. Kyle, did you have any comments regarding that particular set?
No comments for me.
And I found them to be substantially correct. So would you make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the July 17th, 2024 Recreation Service Area meeting minutes as they are.
I'll second that motion. And Kyle, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
And I vote yes. Okay. Our next discussion item has to do with the intent to increase the property taxes to maintain the tax rate to 0.0014 to account for the deferred maintenance and will result in an increase of $150,000 over our current budget for approximately a 10% increase. We've already gone through that for those of you that were here and you've heard what went on with the Greenbelt. It is exactly the same for the recreation service area. All of the explanation that Jim put up there on the screen. The tax rate increase, as they mentioned, indicates that the only reason we're voting for this at this particular time is that there's a time frame that we have to meet, and today's it. I mean, this is our last business meeting before the first of October, and so we have to make the decision now if we are interested in maintaining our tax rate at 0.0014. Or to not do so, and by doing so, our revenue would decrease, and many of the items that we would have to, that we would like to proceed with to make improvements on would have to be set aside. So we're talking about $150,000 roughly, and combined, it's $300,000 for both districts. And with that amount of money, we should be able to do all of the lists that Jim had put up there on the board. Are there any particular questions, Kyle, from you that you would like to discuss?
Not that it's already hasn't been discussed. So I'm...
Wait.
No, I'm not going to motion.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say we have a lot of things in Stansbury Park that need to be fixed. And this will help for sure.
I can tell you personally that myself and Brett and Kyle and others have and Jim have looked at a myriad. I don't know how many. What do we have, Jim? 125. 100. I mean, and there's many beyond that, but there's at least that many.
There's more coming.
And we looked at them, we tried to categorize them, or not categorize them, tried to list them as importance. Depending on who you are, you could move those numbers up and down, but they look like these are the ones that would benefit the community the best, and also to safety-wise would protect the assets that we currently have. So I've been working on some of these projects by myself. Kyle has been doing some on his own. Brett, I mean, we're, besides just doing the paperwork and looking and doing research and gaining prices and trying to get input from various types of vendors, you know, we're actually physically doing it. And it's you know, some of us have been here a long time, and it's very difficult to look at the deterioration that has happened over, hell, just 30 years, 40 years, and not understand why the upkeep wasn't done. So that's where we're at. Jim, can I just ask you a question with regards to this proposal here? There are a couple of items on the proposed budget under, let's see, I had a couple of questions. And these, I'm not looking for specific answers as much as I am, yeah, because these are all projected budgets, or, you know, projected budgets. But if we go over to the operations budget, items 22 through 29. You know, there are a couple of items on there, in particular item 29, where we talk about the cemetery, a new section of the cemetery and things. And it's my opinion that as we get a little bit closer to the December timeframe, you know, that we'll have some discussions about some of those items, and we may adjust those budgets to make things, you know, as there are some things that are listed on here that I think perhaps we don't have enough budget in, but there are others that I think might be too much. I realize that we have to make it, you have to make right. a call at some point in time. Today's to make the call. That's okay. But there are some items that I think that we could move the money a little bit if we think that it is correct. This is just a preliminary budget what correct. We got here. This isn't a final thing, but this is gives us close so that we know what road we're going to go down. So am I correct on that?
Wait a minute, John. We talked about this.
Yeah, we've been talking
right.
about that.
Yeah. Each one of these, when you start nailing down the requirements and
yeah.
things, the estimate will be refined based on
yeah.
more detail, right?
Right.
Yeah, and that's where
you know,
we'll have
and those
to,
are some of the things that, you know, some of us are trying to get
yeah.
more specific pricing and,
right.
and things so we can look at it and say, okay.
But
and we have to realize that the pricing that we get today,
could
you know,
change.
May not be the same
like
price I'm going to get in June.
Yeah.
Correct.
You know, so, you know, it's
that's
it's like Jim said, you know, it's kind of a balancing act, and to some time frame, it's an estimate. Sometimes people don't understand estimates. They think estimates are hard, and I'm saying, no, they're not. So.
Yep. Yeah, these we feel pretty good about, less secure about those, and these are some good, some bad. Depending
yeah,
on
I think there's some adjustments that might be able to. Anyway, that's I just wanted to review that, make sure that those out there understood that. That's the way I understood it. So, okay. Are there any questions from those? Did you have anything else, Kyle?
No, I'm good.
Are there any questions or comments from those in the audience with regards to what was already presented? Greenbelt-wise, I mean, I can represent it, but it'd be the same thing. So I just didn't know if there was any other comments that somebody might have. Go ahead. Could you turn that on, please, sir?
Glenn Oscarson, 502 Country Club. Hey, I'm just happy to see that we've got something there on the cemetery. It looks like it's the third third priority there, so we need to find a way to jack that up a little bit if we can. The reason I'm saying that, for all intents and purposes, we're just about sold out on half of our cemetery. We're going to have to move at some point to do that. As we look back, we were able to sell plots and everything else that pretty much covered our cost of developing that cemetery. So I'd just like to hope we might get involved in some situation where we can make some plans of how we can pay for that as we go. And maybe we can just stir up some more lot sales or something like that. But so far, the cemetery's brought in about $300,000. We've covered our costs. I think we're about right on budget, maybe a little more for this year. Bringing some income in, revenue in, also on that side of it, where some of this other stuff, you know, lacks the income there. So just bring that to your mind, just to show you this. We're, like I say, one side is all but sold out. People coming in, I sold plots the other day, and rather than giving them a specific location, I'm right now giving them a right to burial, and calling that kind of like an escrow plot. So at the point where they need a plot, then we'll find a spot for them. But I'm just a little hesitant to even give up the spots that we have. But we got things we can work around. We've got a road that we won't be putting in that we can develop. So we're not going to run out of space tomorrow, but I'd like to just get involved some way, if we can, in some long-term planning so we can bring that about. And in an orderly way development, we're going to have to put some money into that cemetery. So just to be aware of it. Now, while I'm here, I just want to compliment Gordon and his crew down there. They're doing a good job now, and I appreciate the work they do there. Just give you that heads up that I appreciate what they're doing.
Thank you, Glenn. Is there anyone else? Mm-hmm. Not seeing anything else. Kyle, do you have see if you're interested in giving me a motion as to the intent to maintain the property taxes at the 0.0014.
I'll make a motion to maintain the property taxes at 0.0014.
I'll second that motion. And we'll do a roll call vote on that. Kyle, how do you vote?
Yes.
John Wright votes yes. And we will move that information. We'll provide that information to the county, to the state, subsequently to the state through Jim. And we'll move forward with that particular intent. And study the rest, and the idea is that, just as a side, the ideas of that were presented by some of your other folks here a few minutes ago are some of them are good, and we can provide evidence of some of the things that need to be corrected. We've taken a ton of pictures, and we've argued back and forth as to what we want to do, don't want to do, whatever, at this time. So we can do better. And this plan that J.D. John was explaining to you folks regarding, you know, how we're doing our budgets and assessing them down and looking for them, trying to look for places where maybe we can. Maybe there are, or maybe there is fat that we can get out of. But more importantly, in my opinion, it shows that, you know, or it will show that this is our plan. This is what we want to get done. We've got this kind of a ballpark number or an estimate for doing this, and we're not throwing. We're trying not to throw a dart at the wall and guess. We're trying to get closer, so that we can say, yep, you know, this project we believe 85% is going to be $100,000, as opposed to saying, well, you know, it's 10% guess and we think it's $100,000. That's lousy budgeting. So I think we are going on the right trail. I think there are ways to, if we will do our very best, in my opinion, to maintain that tax rate at 0.0014, we will turn Stansbury Park around. In fact, you're going to see that come this next calendar year. We are diligent. We are working at getting it right, and we do not sit on our hands. Not that some people do, but
I have a question.
We don't.
I have a question for Jim. I think. So we're going through a process of assessing a tax rate and voting on it and everything right now. We'll have to repeat that next year also to keep it at the point.
Have to do it every year.
0014.
Yeah, do it every year.
Every year we're going to do it. Okay.
Every year.
Okay.
If you want to stay.
If you want to stay. If
you
want to stay at the point.
End up getting less money.
Yes, and by getting less money, then you can do fewer and fewer projects.
So the cost inflation goes up, you get less money, you can do less, and that's the position we're trying to get.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. That 0.0014 is our maximum level, and okay. We can budget to that, but we've got to stay on top of it now and in June. You know, and if we don't do it now, there is no June. Okay? All right, Kyle, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So we will adjourn the Stansberry Recreation Service Area meeting for Wednesday, September 25th at 7:53, I believe.
You want to do a vote, John?
Kyle, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes. That's John Wright and Mr. Palmer. Let's go to a board meeting. What do you say, buddy?